You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and today I have a special guest on the podcast. He is a Findom Alpha. He's 18 years old, by the name of Master Lewis. 5,000 or 6,000 of you out there know him on Twitter primarily, and also on OnlyFans. I've had my eye on him for a while, and we finally managed to get together and talk. And I must say that this was a pretty surprising interview. Most of his Twitter account is pictures, okay? There's not a lot of video or audio of him, okay? And so there was always kind of a mystery about he's British, so that wasn't too much of a mystery. But the question was, what was his personality like, And it turns out that he is just like any hot 18-year-old, horny, straight alpha, okay? But he's very, very adorable. He's got a really adorable, refreshingly not cynical take on Findom. And, he's not a cruel alpha. He is an alpha that appreciates the faggots that serve him, and he is grateful in a way that that I find very, very interesting. So without any more time wasted talking about him, here's the man himself. Here is my interview with Master Lewis.
Target acquired.
This is the Hierarchy Podcast exclusive interview.
Well, I am here with Master Lewis. He is kind of an up-and-coming Findom master in the Findom scene. Say hi, Master.
Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's well.
Sexy accent. Do all of your American faggots love your accent?
I do get a lot of requests for voice notes, a lot more vocal work. Yeah, I guess it's something that American people like about me. Australian as well, and Denmark people. Yeah. So those kind of subs are the ones that stand out for it. French as well, I guess.
Oh, okay. You have them all over the world, don't you?
Yeah, probably 40 different countries, I'd say.
Oh, wow, it's crazy. Guess what? The money gets transferred somehow or another in all those countries, doesn't it?
Revolut's a good one for that. You got a different currency near enough. Well, that they accept in.
Right. Yeah. So what part of the world are you in?
I'm down south in the UK, near the seaside.
Oh, right. Really?
Inside England, yeah, down south. South as you can go. Some of you might know it for near Brighton Way.
Okay. All right. I'm vaguely familiar with parts of England and Britain. So it's by the seaside, huh? So you hang out on the docks and whatnot and on the beach?
Sometimes go to the beach, and no, there's always time for a quick little snap little picture now and then.
Yeah.
On the arcades.
You got to get your tan on, right?
Correct.
I mean, the weather's not always great there, but
it's a letdown in there.
It's not in that beach weather there.
Yeah, it's really, it definitely has its seasons, that's to say the most.
Yeah, for sure. You need to move to somewhere like Miami, Florida.
I'd love something like that.
Would you?
Yeah, I'm always thinking about, I love America itself. I want to move one day, have a couple of places all over the world in my different day rooms.
Right, that holiday rooms. Well, I mean, you could use your faggots places around the world. I mean, you wouldn't have to have your own place.
I've been offered a couple of times, that's for sure.
Okay.
When I decide to do that, I'm sure it'll be publicly notified, that's for sure.
My voice is the content, right?
Exactly that, always making content.
Life is content for you. Life is. Yeah. So tell me, I guess, first of all, like, when did you first kind of understand your alphahood?
Well, so obviously, just growing up kind of quite center of attention in primary school at times, you know, kind of one of the lads played football, one of the better at football. Kind of told people what to do. As you could imagine, that you're on this team, you're playing in that position. People listened to me, people understood me, people wanted me to take control. And from there, obviously went into secondary school and was quite popular. I was the one for ideas. And when it came to like gym, people came to me for advice. People wanted to train with me. Girls moved to me towards the later years in secondary school when they started seeing me become more attractive, as you could say. And I kind of just realised through all the little things I did and the way people looked at me and wanted to take in what I was saying, that certainly had an impact on people in that kind of alpha kind of manner of guidance.
Right. I mean, do you feel like it's true that alphas, people want your... to get your favor and get your approval and be...
Okay. Yeah, 100%. People definitely more willing to go out, of their way to make you happy than someone that's more inferior, more beta kind of minded, someone that's more shy, uncomfortable, not too fussed about their approval, whereas someone that's popular, they want to be like them, obviously. They want to get accepted by them. So yeah. 100%.
Okay. Did you learn early on to use that for your advantage?
It's certain theories. 100% with girls. 100%. The more popular the more girls you can chat to with
you
people.
You get the pussy. That's basically it.
Even with homework, I used to get people to do my homework, obviously.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So you had homework faggots even back then?
Even back then, yeah. 100%.
Oh, really? So what would you say to... So you knew of faggots in school before you ever started in FinDom?
I didn't know them as such by that, but I knew there were people that were inferior to me, if you could say that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Back then, obviously, I didn't realise that. I don't even know if they knew that themselves, we could say. Mm-hmm. But I kind of took advantage of that and used it to my traits where I can go and play football. I can go home and game, talk to the boys while I've got someone there writing my English essay for me, you know?
Okay.
And approaching them, you just be like, look, I will help you with this girl if you write this for me. I will help you with this task if you do this for me. Or quite literally, you just go up to them and do my homework for me, depending on the person, depending on how nice you're feeling.
Okay. So... but they, I mean, some of those guys that you used for homework in school were probably faggots that were.
Probably were. They probably were, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you were probably their first service experience.
100%.
And you didn't really even realize what you were doing. It was just natural.
Just natural kind of right place, right time, being the right guy. 100%.
Yeah. Huh.
Being myself.
Right. And it felt natural to you to use them that way.
Everything that I do feels natural. I don't do no acting.
Okay. That's good. There's a lot. Wouldn't you say that in the FinDom scene, there's a lot of pretenders and like fake people?
I think a lot of people that I talk to on a day-to-day in the scene, subs and even the odd few alphas that I speak to and certain tweets of mine, you see, I'm very, very strong-minded on the whole acting from certain alphas and even subs. I mean, subs that are going there to waste your time, just, you know. And then the alphas that in real life are shy, don't act the way they do on there, take pictures just to make the money. I mean, mm-hmm. you can see right through it at times, I think, and they need to stop getting credited so much, in my opinion.
Right. Have you ever forced any so-called alphas to submit to you?
Yeah, multiple.
Yeah. How did that make you feel?
It makes me laugh. It makes me happy different ways because you've obviously got them pretending to be this person to one person, but to you, they're being their natural self. So to me, I definitely find it quite funny in that sense because they're trying to con people. In reality, I'm just making them my bitch.
Yeah. Does it make you feel more powerful?
Oh, 100%. It tempts me to bait them out sometimes, but I let their 5 minutes of fame last a bit longer.
That's funny. So how old were you when you lost your virginity?
15.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it seems like somebody that was grew up basically taking advantage of people. I'm surprised you even waited that long.
In that sense, as I said before, it was the older years that I attracted more of the girls.
Okay.
Kind of year 10.
And you could start growing facial hair and stuff? And
then... A little bit, and my face kind of suited me. More my clothing sense changed, all that. And
okay.
I used to just kiss loads of girls and just mess around with lots of girls. I was more into just chilling with the boys.
Okay.
Yeah, so kind of things like that, if I'm honest.
Okay. That makes sense. So you're kind of a guy's guy. Like, you'd like to hang out with the guys and like play sports. And
I'm a lad to lad, a few beers, a bit of that
kind of thing, the partying dude, the frat guy.
When we talk about girls now, if you ask me about girls now, I'd tell you a completely different side of me.
Yeah, well, I would like to know more about that. So are you, I guess you're probably not a boyfriend, girlfriend type of guy.
Funny enough.
Are you dating somebody right now?
I am right now, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
But this is a story that you will find interesting, and this just shows the power between my traits. So I've, before Findom, I was into the Instagram scene, had 30,000 followers, did a bit of TikTok work for my body, all that. So I've always been known how to work the social eye and so on. And I used that to my advantage in terms of girls, obviously, back in the day. So I slept with 43 girls aged 18. And that's not even, if we counted all the things I've done, we're in the hundreds. Yeah. I counted the kisses, we're in the thousands, you know? And
do you consider blowjobs to be sex, or just you're talking about just...
No, that's not sex. That's just sexual activities. Right. But when we're talking, that's quite funny. The other day, actually, I was getting a blowjob from my girl while I was talking to subs. That was
oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you show them the faggots?
I showed them her head, but I said, that's all you get to see.
Oh, okay.
I'm all about the imagination. But yeah, as I was saying, I've been in the relationship 3 weeks, but 4 weeks ago, I went up to see my ex.
Mm-hmm.
Traveled up there, and I was on my way back down. And that's where I met the current girl that I'm with.
Okay.
And she basically just fell in love with me. She is obsessed with me and just cares for me deeply. You know, I have feelings, but I'm still quite cold-hearted with it. Like, keep it all inside, keep it locked up, if you know what I mean.
Right. I mean, how deeply do you feel for her? About 7 or 8 inches deep?
Clever.
Yeah, thank you, like master. That. Thank you.
I like that.
But I mean, what are the chances that this is the one? You know, like it's. I mean, just let's be honest about it. You know, like I don't. Well, here's a question I have that I always like to ask alphas like you. Like, why do you get into relationships when you know that you're as an alpha, you are meant to basically breed and, like, you know, conquer things? I mean, like, aren't you always going to have that hunting instinct that's going to keep you hunting for more?
I mean, that's why if you look through my memories, you'd see me with a different girl every 3 days, I guess.
Yeah.
yeah, obviously you're fair to make that point, but I think at some point you want to try different things, and that's what an alpha mindset comes down to, being able to do what you want to do when you
want to do it. Sure, absolutely. I'm just kind of understanding
in that sense. In that sense, where you go from 10 girls in a month, that might be fun for that time, but then when it's winter time, don't want to necessarily be traveling all the time. You don't want to be doing this all the time. So if you have someone there for winter.
Okay, so they're like an outfit that you wear. Like in the cold months, you wear a jacket or a coat. Like they're like your coat. And then in the spring, comes along and they toss them aside and you start fucking around.
It can be for sure. And if you do want to stay a little, then you've got the option of threesomes and so on, you know? I'm not shy to that. So
well,
you've got ways around it for sure.
Sure. I mean, would you consider yourself to be a faithful alpha? Are you somebody that can be faithful in a relationship?
I don't cheat. I don't believe in cheating.
Okay, so you don't cheat.
I won't cheat. I've got morals in not cheating.
Okay.
But I will always be straight up. And if I feel like it's not working or I just want to go out, be my old self again, I won't hide that.
Okay. Not very known. You just cut her off and say that I'm done here and.
Yeah, it's definitely one way. I mean,
what else would you say? You know.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
You know, I was going up to the bar to get a drink, and I saw this girl, and I'm going to let you go because I'm going to go pick her up tonight.
Well, I mean,
the end.
I mean, even 4 weeks ago when we used to go clubs with the boys, we always would have our ways, like our targets, I guess, and that sounds so harsh. But we'd have that little competitiveness with each other, who can pull the most. And
of course.
My target was always 10 plus. So that was 4 weeks ago, and I'm in a relationship now. So it obviously shows the little switch.
Well, that's what I'm asking, though. Like, how long can this last? If you can switch from one to the other within a split second, like how much longer
your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know you well enough, Master, but I know alphas very well. So, so when did you start really kind of understanding faggots in terms of like how they could serve you better than just doing your homework?
So when I was doing my Instagram, I began with fitness, and a lot of gay. Bisexual cross-dressers, the lot used to be into me. So that's always been something that kind of sex, that kind of I've always been into me kind of.
It's always been around you. That attraction's always been around. So
when I was 15, obviously, I understood that they were into me, and I didn't really exploit on that. See, then when I was towards 18, I had a lot more interest in that, and I kind of was just like, what does this all mean to me? What is the benefit for me? You get me?
Were they offering you money before that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and were you taking the money?
Certain things, obviously, I wasn't doing back then, but. So I was there and I thought, I've always lived a comfortable life since 15 with money. I've always had money.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And,
where was that money coming from?
Different ways, some from brand deals, some from these kind of people.
Okay.
And
what was the most you were making at that time on Instagram and stuff?
A couple of did you have... a month.
Okay. So that's significant right there.
Yeah,
so you make it sound like somebody was offering you a lollipop and so you took it. Like they're offering you a few $1,000 a month, so you were taking that money. So it wasn't just some little thing, you know. It wasn't like a birthday card they sent you and so you're like, oh neat. But like they were giving you significant amounts of money.
For a
16-year-old, that's good money.
Oh, for 16, I was doing very, very well.
Yeah.
Okay. And then obviously there was actually a sub that I didn't know at the time was into. I didn't really know much about Fintan. If I don't even think I recall hearing about it, kind of thing. And
this was on Instagram?
Yeah, and he was like, we're talking about 8 months ago now.
Yeah.
And he was like, when you're 18, are you going to do Findom? And I was like, why would I do that? What is that kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Told me a bit about it. So I did my research, did my homework on it all. And when I'm 18, the day I was 18, I made a Twitter account. You know? I did. And until June.
I mean, to the day, like to the hour, like midnight, the stroke of midnight, you basically spot launch.
And I remember April to June, I was getting frustrated. I built up probably about 400 followers, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was quite frustrated because I was like, I know I've got the looks. I know I've got a bit of charm.
Right.
What is not clicking for me, but I was forcing it too much. And where I said earlier about acting, I wasn't acting as such, but I was not accepting my role.
Exactly.
So I let that slide. I fixed it up. I spoke to a couple of pages that, like yourself, have been in the scene a long time. And then I researched myself, and then I became the person I am today with, obviously, nearly 5.3 followers, 3K followers in a few months, you know?
Sure, right. Sure. I think I've been following you since nearly the beginning, and there was something about you from the beginning. Like when I looked at you, I was like, and what you were kind of projecting, I thought there's something there that seems genuine. Like I'm always interested in genuine alpha males. You know, alphas who accept what they are, you know, in hierarchy and understand the purpose of faggots in their life and what they can do for that. So you seem genuine. So that's why I kind of started following you and talking to you every once in a while, because I just thought there's something about this guy that is different than other Findom alphas, which is why we're talking today. So finally, but let's talk about the money. So you're, you know, between 5,000 and 6,000 followers now. It can go a lot higher than that. It probably should be a lot higher than that. Honestly, like I really think that you should talk to your audience a lot more. Just not just pictures, but like just talking to you, it's a revelation really about how adorable and how like sexy and like how confident you are about, you know, your role. So I think it would be good that this interview is going to be good for people to see this side of you, because it's different.
Oh,
I mean, I can totally see why faggots are falling all over themselves for you now. So show them your armpits, master. Look at that. See, come on. The dark hair.
A couple of times in my past life, but believe me, someone like me grows body hair quickly, which I know some of you betas do love.
Yeah, right, exactly. Alpha Aesthetic 8, like he's up in the 20 something thousand followers all of a sudden. He's got a hairy chest and like just shows it off. You just embrace your man, your masculinity,
use your traits and then the traits right to you.
Yeah, you're, I mean, just be a man, you know, that's what you are, right?
Spot on.
Yeah. So let's talk about the money a little bit. So you're doing much better now than a couple $1,000s a month. So what's been your highest month so far, the total?
Probably around 8,000.
Okay.
Around that figure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say about that.
Okay. That's good. What was the highest single tribute that you received?
Single, 500, I think.
Oh, it was 500? Okay. I mean, there's a lot more money out there than that, for sure. And Findom, it's crazy, you know.
It is very crazy.
It's coming your way, I'm sure. So.
I'm hoping.
Do you have OnlyFans?
I do, but I keep that before, where I was trying to approach it. Now I'm trying to turn it into a Findom OnlyFans.
Okay. So what was the OnlyFans before?
I didn't do nude because I believed my value worth more than that.
I see. Okay.
I could happily turn around and sharpen my dick to subs, but my issue with that is they've seen everything then. The intrigue, mm-hmm. the mystery, the mystical thoughts, the like kind of
the intrigue of the intrigue of like
that goes, and a lot of subs serve for that purpose where they're curious, they're kind of like, oh okay, about that kind of monster, you know, so you'd probably be able to make guesses if you looked at some pictures on there for sure.
Right. I mean, do you feel like faggots should be serving an alpha because of his dick size or his dick? I mean, what do you think about that in terms of like, do you want your faggots to be serving you because of that?
I wouldn't say so, because I feel like that's where the girls, for me, I feel like that's where my situations with girls come involved, because I'm a dick. You get me?
Yeah, I get that.
With my 43 girls, with my girl loving the sex, that's where I look at that. I look at subs as wanting something they can't have, and maybe getting close to that, but never getting there. You know, maybe showing a couple of little pubic hairs now and then, teasing. But I don't believe. I mean, I feel like if you believe in serving someone just for that, you may as well just go and watch porn. To be honest with you, go and watch your porn star.
Right. What do you feel is the essence of service to you? Like, what do you want your faggots to, why, what attitude do you want them to have when they serve you?
I like loyalty, firstly. I like someone that's straight up to me. If they're a genuine sub who hasn't just randomly tributed, like, just while I'm sleeping, and they're someone that talks to me, I like them to be honest with me. I've had a couple of situations where subs will try and avoid when they can't serve for whatever reasons, and they try and delay you, try and talk you through it, pretending they're going to and they don't, and that annoys me. I like someone that will be like, I serve three of our masters. Because I'm always one to say, well, why do you serve them? What do you like about me? What do you like about them? Compare the situation and then bring it down to them serving me. I like someone that is honest in how they serve. I like someone that thinks about me, sacrifices for me, and I like someone that will complete tasks for me, not even money involved.
More homework. That's good. Hopefully you're not still...
More brand emails. Brand deals.
There you go. There you go. Are you in school right now or at all? Or?
Okay. I just finished college last year.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Well, I say I finished. I dropped out. I didn't believe in teachers telling me what to do, funny enough, when they're on 30 grand a year. So,
yeah.
That's where it comes in. So,
I'm making more money than you just getting online and flirting with people. So this is your job essentially at this point right now?
This, Findom. Instagram still, and a bit of modeling and that,
Okay.
When I start on my job.
All right. Where do you see this going in terms of your life? Like, what would you like to see happen in the future with this?
Definitely, like, when I have my own property, I'm sure I'll invite a few subs to worship me.
Okay.
Subs to do some chores for me.
Okay. So
in there for me, that is definitely an option that I'm thinking about.
Really? Okay, that's excellent. You'd like to own a couple of domestic faggots that would serve you.
I'd love to have a few different subs in different fields. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
That is the plan, exploiting it into 30, 40, 50, 60, 70,000 followers, where I've got
hundreds. Oh my gosh.
You know? That is definitely the plan. My plan is not just being one of the best, not just being someone that a few subs know, but being a standout. And I mean, I'm 18.
Yeah,
I've got years on a few of these doms that are up there. I believe that happened.
Oh, there we go.
Definitely will be
the young lion is coming to.
I've been off my first car's at BMW, to be fair, so doing all right.
Yeah, you are. That's interesting, because I think some young alphas that I have talked to in the scene, they don't want anything to do with faggots at all, other than just taking their money. It's interesting that you are looking at it in terms of pure service, you know, like a king would live, basically, you know.
Or, that's what I say about acting. I could do it all for money. I could do it all for that, but money dries up in the end. If you've got people feeling that they're used to you as well, the money will never dry up.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's true.
My morals are completely different. I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's my way of looking at it.
Would you have your domestic faggots living with you in your castle, or would you have them just coming and going, or how would that work in your mind?
That I haven't thought of. I probably have them coming and going, but most days, kind of for hours on end. But I'd still live with just me and my family, me and my girl, me and my different girls, depending on the situation I'm in at the time.
Right. But it would be nice to come home with your girl to a nice clean house, and, you know, and you could have your faggots making dinner for you guys and serving you guys breakfast in bed.
I'd have them all order me a takeaway, get me a bottle of champagne out.
Exactly.
On the credit card, yeah.
Of course, of course. Right.
Uh-oh. So our conversation was temporarily interrupted by a phone call from Master Lewis's girlfriend. I cut that part out, and now we resume the show.
Oh, the girls are calling. Is that your girlfriend?
Yeah, it is, actually, surprisingly, right now. I haven't really spoken to her as much today as maybe I usually would.
Oh, I see. Okay. Bad boyfriend. It's already over with. It's already over with.
she loves the amount of money I spend on her.
I bet. What's the most lavish thing you've given to her so far, or done for her so far?
Probably £100 ring.
Oh, really?
In the last year. I mean, I've taken her out a few times. Got her nails done, a few £100 ring, buy her snacks for her.
Okay.
All that, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that's in 3 weeks, that's pretty nice.
For sure.
Are you going to ask for the ring back when it's over with next week?
Nah, she can keep that. She can keep that.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, that's a good plan, I think, Master, to have, you know, to own faggots and utilize them throughout your life, you know. How does your girlfriend know about the faggots?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, she does.
Are you open with all your friends and stuff about it?
Most of them, yeah.
Okay. Do they find it incredible, or what do they think? What's their general opinion?
They wish they were living my lifestyle.
I bet.
Not even in a cocky way for once, but in a genuine way, why they're there on £7-8 an hour. I'm on that a minute sometimes. So,
right.
You know, put the two together and you equally just have it right there.
Yeah, right. I'm always interested in that too, because like some of these alphas in Findom hide it, you know, and I don't know why you would do that.
Because it's an act.
Yeah, I guess. Like I would think it would be glorifying, you know what I'm saying? Like to have, you have people all around the world worshiping you, Master. I mean, like, does it ever hit you? Sometimes you think, I have a kingdom here, you know?
Definitely runs through your mind at times where you're like, shit, I'm better than this person. Not even the sub itself, but I'm better than these people here. I've got a lot of value here, for sure. But it only drives you, if you're genuine and you're real to the scene, it only drives you to become double what you already are. You're never happy. I'll go to sleep content, never happy. I always want more. I always want to improve. I always want to better myself. I always want to better my relationship with subs.
That's interesting. You're hungry for more.
100%. That's how I grow. That's how I chase my dreams.
So I like that.
Why not put it in force? I want to own a house outright by 25. I'm only going to get that with hunger and success.
That's true. Are you doing any chem investing with the money that you make from faggots?
crypto and I'm into stocks a little bit.
Very good, very good. You got some SHIB?
I do. I have a few different things.
Okay, yeah. I've been playing around with some crypto too. So
I've got Polkadot or whatever it's called.
Yes, yes.
I've got obviously Ethereum or however you say that one.
Ethereum. Yeah.
Ethereum there, sorry. Yeah, we've got
Bitcoin. I think everybody's got some Ethereum.
Yeah, I've got about 8 different Dogecoin. Obviously, I've got a little bit of that. I've got about 8 different currencies at the moment.
Very good. Very good. I mean, that's the way to get rich really, really quick if you hit one of those. Yeah. I mean, but you're already on the way to being rich because faggots are going to make you rich.
Oh, that is definitely in the plan.
You don't use the word faggot.
I don't.
Why is that?
I just know how one wrong tweet, one wrong image.
Yeah, well, right.
Someone doesn't read into.
You gotta be careful on social media for sure, using that outright. But like in your drains, do you use it?
I use it one-on-one. I do use it one-on-one. I use it if it's a fetish of theirs, if I can trust it, it's like 100%. But with obviously my former work being through social media and seeing a few people go down traps and getting caught out when they're trying to move on with their life, you don't want things like that holding you back for being so-called like homophobic when they don't know the reality of it.
You know? Right, right. Do you feel like the word has power?
I feel like some subs definitely is the key to unlock them.
Okay, 100%. That's a great way to put it, actually, Master Ed. That's really, really a great way to put it. Do you feel like it? You feel powerful when you use the word with them?
I mean, I feel powerful when I don't use the word. So when I do use the word, it's like an extra little tool.
Oh my gosh, you are really, really adorable, Master. You're very funny. Do you feel like the ownership of faggots has improved your sex life?
It has, actually.
Okay. In what way?
The dominance. I always joke to my girl, I'm like, Christ, you literally are like my job. Like, you're always wanting to be dominated. I do that 12 hours a day as it is. And now you want another 3 hours of it.
Right. Jesus.
But yeah, no, it definitely gets rid of any nerves and that. You just know, especially how to hit the G-spot, I guess.
Okay. But, I mean, like, do you feel like a king? Like, just a kind of a, like...
I feel like she's lucky to fuck me.
Okay. That was something I wanted to ask you because I'd like to ask alphas that because I do think that it does affect their sex life, you know, with their females, you know, like just knowing that you could basically have anything you want.
It definitely does. It opens your mind up to a lot and does improve that in that sense. Yes, 100%.
So how close are you to owning your own house? I mean, like, are you wanting to just pay it outright, like have the money to just pay it at full price outright, or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually going to be moving house with my family into a new place, which I've just spent £10,000 on doing my room up.
So, oh, really?
As you can
£10,000?
Yeah.
What's in this room? Like a... is it a sex dungeon or something?
That's soon coming.
Yeah, right, sure.
Yeah, a TV bed coming out of it with speakers built in and storage underneath, USB charging ports, LED bedside tables with USB leads. I've got a massage chair in there. I've got a mini fridge with all my drinks in there. I'm going to be having LED wardrobe. So, yeah, it's quite lavish. In terms of that, I've got a couple of ideas.
I think I would spend the money, like, I would save that money and spend it on getting out on your own, probably, at this point. Rather than invest the money in a place you're not going to be staying in.
I plan on staying there until I'm 21, and I plan on going from there. I mean, I could put a deposit down on a couple of places now.
Sure, right.
but I don't really plan on doing that. If I do, that'd be deposit down, rent it out to someone. Someone can pay my mortgage for me while I'm living at home still. So
look at you go. See, you're already thinking about the real estate market and stuff. So
100%, my mind's very open.
Yeah, right. I mean, in England and Britain, you know, the land is a premium. So, you know,
it's expensive. Very expensive.
So, right. So, yeah, exactly.
It's the most expensive down there. So,
Right. So, you know, if you can get into the real estate market there, and you would be able to do that with VAG cash and whatnot, like, and your investments in crypto, like, you know, you're going to be able to do that. Become a land baron, a master of land, women and faggots, all of it.
Have everything, not just one.
That's right. Exactly. You could build yourself a fucking castle, be a literal king, you know. Fuck the royal family. You should be the new royal family. I don't really like the royal family at all. I mean, yeah. I'm just speaking as an American, but I really hate them. I wish you guys would overthrow them. Just like stop paying them money and just make them go away. You know, can that happen?
Yeah, I think we all wish.
Oh gosh. Anyway, yeah, I mean, men like you and other British alphas, you guys are the true kings of England now. So
times have definitely evolved.
Yes, exactly. For sure.
I mean, I look at that in terms of what's the one thing that will never die down? Hormones. Sexual hormones. Sexual thoughts. Which means this is endless and this is only just the beginning, even though it's already progressed massively. Which, I mean, you control this. You have a key in your hand, quite literally, because controlling people's sexual thoughts and emotions isn't just a little task. That's a 24/7 job if you think about it in a mindset way where you want to benefit from it.
Right.
One,
I mean,
as a dom, one wrong day of communication, one wrong day of being a prick in the way that you're not usually can affect a relationship with a sub. In certain ways, for sure. So,
but faggots are gonna come crawling back to you.
They will, especially the ones that you drain of hundreds, who then block you for 3 days, regretting what they've done, and then coming back doing the exact same.
Exactly. See, it's instinct.
It's a cycle instinct and knowing their place.
Right, right. I mean, hierarchy has been around since the beginning of time. You know, so. Men like you have been ruling men like me since the beginning of time. You're the latest in the line of alphas, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. It's got to make you feel something, you know, like blessed or privileged.
I'd say blessed is a word that I knew do use quite a lot, yeah.
Oh, okay. Nature picked you, master, so you should. It's wonderful to see you, and I love hearing the plan that you've got for the future. Like, that's really, that means something to me personally. I don't want to see alphas just waste it, you know, waste what nature's given them. So you should live the fullest life you can.
100%.
Yeah. Well, Master, it was great talking to you. I really, really enjoyed it. And you really surprised me with this interview. I actually, like, you're just about as special as I thought you were when I first first met you.
Appreciate the nice words.
Yeah. I can't wait for everybody, all the faggots out there, to see it and start.
Thank you very much.
Submitting to you, you know, so.
Yeah, exactly that.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go, but thanks again for the talk.
No worries. Thank you for your time.
Uh-huh.
I will see you when you do a couple more posts for me, I'm sure.
Definitely, Master. Thank you.
Let me know when you've done something with this.
I will, definitely. Thank you, Master. Bye.
Bye.
End transmission.
Well, what did you think about that? I just love talking to him, and just, you know, he's just such an open book, you know, and he has this sort of wide-eyed wonder about him that is really awesome, you know. And I, frankly, I was really surprised to hear him say that he wanted to incorporate faggot slaves in his life. Like, he wanted to own domestic faggots, which really surprised me a lot. So to all you faggots that are serving him right now, you have the opportunity, potentially, of being one of his own faggots that he would, you know, keep as servants. So, and really, I don't understand why any alpha in the femdom scene really would not want to incorporate this resource in their life, you know, their everyday life. Why would you be an alpha that does your own laundry or cleans your house or cooks your food? Why should you have to do any of that? Why should you have to go get your own drink out of the kitchen when you can have faggots there doing it for you? You know, it doesn't make any sense to me anyway, but I'm a faggot, so what do I know? Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that, and I look forward to seeing what Master Lewis does in the scene and with his life, his blessed alpha life. Hierarchy is truth, folks. It is. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. I will talk to you soon, okay? Take care. Bye.